landlords and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Wildfire season is upon us. Being prepared saves lives. Develop and practice an evacuation plan with your household. Stay informed about local fire conditions and follow evacuation orders if issued. Know your evacuation zone. Go to ShastCom911.com. Click on Be Prepared, Know Your Zone. Type in your address and write it down in case of emergency. You can also sign up for Alert Shasta at ShastCom911.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.org today.
The Money Pit is presented by FineTape.com. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What are you working on? You getting ready for the big Halloween holiday? You want to make sure you have plenty of light for those trick-or-treaters that are coming up? Don't want any tripping hazards around your property? If you're a big decorator, that's always a hassle for us. Got to make sure we run those extension cords so nobody walks on them and trips. But if you're looking for some advice on anything from Halloween decor to a big remodeling project, you are in the right place, because that's what we do. We've been doing this for 20 years. We love taking your calls and answering your questions about projects that you either do yourself or maybe projects that you want to hire a pro to tackle. We'll give you some tips, some advice, some ideas on how you can get them done right the first time, perhaps how you can save some money along the way and maybe decide whether or not the project is worth tackling or not based on the benefits. So whatever's on your to-do list, you can slide it right over to ours by calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or posting your questions at moneypit.com. Coming up on today's episode, if the thought of cleaning your gutters makes you groan, you're probably a good candidate for gutter guards. But while hiring a gutter company to install these can be ridiculously expensive, buying the product and either installing them yourself or hiring a handyman to do the project can be a lot less expensive. So we'll walk you through what needs to be done.
And when it comes to homeownership, knowledge is power. Understanding how you can care for and maintain your home and then plan for all of those necessary repairs, it's essential for preserving and enjoying it for all those years to come. So Angie Hicks, the founder of Angie, is joining us with the tips for five essential things you should know about your home.
And if you guys are ready for a kitchen or bath update, but you don't have the big budget for a major redo, we're going to share how to create a beautiful new countertop or bath vanity in just a weekend.
But first, do you feel like you're in a constant game of tug of war with your house and your house is winning? Well, we are here to help you take back the lead. From advice to answers to hot new products, we're your one-stop shopping for all things DIY.
Call us right now with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Two things will happen. First, we'll do our best to give you the answer to your home improvement question. Plus, we're also giving away from Coda a two-pack of multi-directional LED shop lights so you could win some pretty neat lights. It's going to go out to one listener drawn at random from those who reach out to us with their questions. So call us right now. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT, or better yet, go to moneypit.com/ask. Click the blue microphone button, and you can record your question to us right there and get the fastest possible response. So let's get started. Leslie, who's first?
Lorna in Rhode Island is dealing with some flies at home. Tell us what's going on.
Fruit flies. They seem to be invading the kitchen, and I'm thinking they're heading for the garbage disposal area, but I'm not really sure.
I mean, are they coming up out of the garbage disposal?
No, they don't seem to be.
I mean, generally, if you think they're coming to the sink or from the sink, sometimes people will actually put some tape over that drain and just seal that off to see if they are coming from there. This way, if they're getting stuck on the underside, you know they're coming up from the drain, and then that would be a different approach.
Yeah, you
can
do that
okay.
During the day. Say when you go out for the day, just cover the drain temporarily with the tape and keep an eye on it. And
great
the other
idea.
Things you could do is you could, if that's the case, then you could put some bleach down that drain, or maybe some OxyClean or something like that, and then cover the top of it. That tends to really sort of gas anything that are sort of laying in there.
Oh, okay. So straight bleach or mixed with water or?
No, you could just put some straight bleach down there, or you could use OxyClean. The powdered
okay.
bleach.
All right. Yeah. Great. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Michael in Louisiana is on the line with a question about insulation and the different types. How can we help you?
Hey, my question's about closed cell versus open cell foam, and in a roof deck application, the difference between using open and closed cell foam and roof deck rot.
So, first of all, it's a really good product to use for any type of a roof insulation. Spray foam insulation is really the best way to go. It's not subjected to the same types of humidity and decay issues that traditional fiberglass would, because it's essentially designed to be in a conditioned space. You don't have to vent it. Now, in terms of the differences, open cell foam characteristically is a little softer and more flexible. It has the cells are deliberately left open. And closed cell is just as the name implies. They basically are sealed together, stiffer and harder. The R value on closed cell is usually higher than open cell. So that means you can get more insulation in the same physical space with closed cell compared to open cell. But the other side of it is it's usually more expensive. So what I would do is I would compare and contrast total R value when making the assessment, not just how many inches of insulation, because that's what you're paying for, right? You're paying for the insulation value. And I will say that if it's an area where I'm concerned about moisture more so, closed cell is probably the better way to go. For example, we see houses along the beach where the underside of the floor structure is sprayed. In those applications, I like to recommend closed cell over open.
So I think I understood that the industry several years ago was recommending closed cell for roof deck scenarios, but then they kind of got away from that and went back to open cell due to moisture accumulation in the roof deck.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that. I mean, I would talk to the manufacturer of the product that you're deciding to work with. I did my house, and I used Isonine. I was really happy with them. They're a Canadian company, one of the biggest in the world with that product. But there are lots of good companies. It also comes down to the installer, because it's a product that has to be mixed on site. It's not like you're, you know, heading to the home center and picking up some rolls of insulation. This stuff is mixed and applied right there. So the experience of the installer is really important as well in getting the job done right.
So we had our entire roof foam insulated about a year or so ago, and I've noticed that the interior humidity level since then has been higher than what we had previous to to that. So I don't know if the overall envelope of the house obviously is much tighter, but the home was built in the mid 90s, so we have kind of builder grade insulation and builder grade windows in the exterior walls. So I know that the roof deck and the eaves and all that are much tighter.
I understand what you're saying, Michael, and it's entirely possible because you have now less natural ventilation. You know, you basically may have taken a home that had, several air changes per hour and now cut that way back. It is possible that you could have a bit more humidity inside. But, I mean, I think that that's not a problem. I think it's just a condition that you should manage. And especially in an area like Louisiana where you are, 100% humidity, 9 months of the year, it would seem, right? You might want to think about using a piece of equipment that's designed specifically to reduce humidity. For example, there's a type of product called a whole home dehumidifier. Now, don't confuse this with the dehumidifier you typically see on a lower level of a house that's hooked up to a bucket and just dumps water out. This is actually installed into the duct system as part of the HVAC system. and it runs on a humidistat. And when it comes on, it is designed only to pull humidity out of the air. And it can do so in a really surprising volume. It can take out like 100 pints of water a day. So in your area, that might be something that I would consider, especially if I'm seeing excessive humidity inside the house. But I think you're on the right, you're on the right path with the spray foam.
Very good. Thank you.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
This is the Money Pit. Coming up this hour, have you noticed that the leaves are beginning to fall, and when they fall, they kind of land directly into your gutters? Well, if you can climb a ladder to the edge of your roof or hire a handyman to do the climbing for you, installing gutter guards is a pretty easy project that requires no special skills. We're going to walk you through that next. FineTape.com is your one-stop shop for tape and more. DIY, sports, arts and crafts, cleaning supplies, you name it. They carry over 100 trusted brands, including industry favorite 3M.
That's right. 3M's catalog includes household names like Command, Scotch, Bondo, Filtrete, Scotch Blue, and Pelter. I've personally shopped their site and found everything I need, all at incredible prices.
So head on over to FineTape.com and stock up on supplies for your next project. Receive 10% off of your first purchase with promo code MONEYPIT.
That's FineTape.com, your source for connecting everything.
We've got something pretty exciting to share today for all of our listeners who are serious about clean drinking water at home. It's easy to install and takes care of all your water filtration needs.
That's right, Les. We're talking about the RO Pure Plus from Premier H2O. This reverse osmosis system is designed to specifically fit into those tight under-counter spaces without compromising on performance.
Exactly. You know, the RO Pure Plus features four stages of filtration, which not only traps sediments, but also reduces the total dissolved solids and that chlorine taste and odor that we all hate. The result? Crystal clear, great-tasting drinking water for your family. And when it's time to change those filters, it is completely hassle-free.
Yep, and don't forget about the annual filter replacement kit. It's a complete one-year supply designed to keep your system running smoothly and your water tasting fresh.
Check out the RO Pure Plus today at premierh2o.com/moneypit and use the code MONEYPIT to get your exclusive 25% discount.
Introducing the new Super Flapper from Fluid Master. Stop guessing. This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or a 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money today and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old noisy running toilet today. FluidMaster is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. Available now at Home Depot exclusively. For any questions, call 1-800-631-2011 or go to superflapper.com. Now's a great time to check your roof for damage or wear. Not only does harsh weather beat up your roof, but with age, asphalt shingles will start to lose their natural oil and become dry and brittle. But that doesn't always mean they need a costly replacement. RoofMax Roof Rejuvenation Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to roof replacement. And right now, they're offering a free tune-up completed prior to applying treatment. They'll fix nail pops, refasten loose flashing, and seal cracks and exposed nails. An $859 value. I got a RoofMax treatment for my mom's house and saw it in action. It really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally, and installers are locally owned and operated. And get this, for every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX.
The Money Pit is presented by Ladera Wallblock from Pavestone. Ladera Wallblock, transforming spaces with ease. Learn more at pavestone.com.
Megan Goodholm's Better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, what are you working on? It's autumn, perfect time of year for lots of projects around the house. Maybe you're just getting ready for Halloween, or you're thinking ahead to Thanksgiving, or you just want to repaint every room in your house, because that seems to be what I've been thinking about a lot lately. And I'm like, the weather's pretty good.
You just moved that paintbrush from one room to the next. I know how you think.
I do.
Just keep going.
I really do. So I'm like, we could be in for a possible paint redo all before Thanksgiving. We'll see. So maybe that's what's going on your list. Well, whatever it is, if you are ready to renovate like a pro, tune on into the Money Pit podcast. We'll give you some expert tips and tricks, whether it's a big project like a kitchen or a bath or perhaps an even bigger project like the entire house. Whatever it is, we're going to give you the knowledge and give you the confidence to transform your space into the masterpiece you want it to be. You can subscribe on Apple Podcasts or Spotify now, because if you can dream it, you can do it, and we can help.
Well, if you've got a workspace that could use a serious lighting upgrade, like a basement or a garage or any other place that's a bit dim, we have got an awesome giveaway going out to one lucky caller today.
That's right. We've got two sets of Coda's two-pack multi-directional LED shop lights. I mean, these are super versatile. They're incredibly dynamic. Each one is going to shine between 1,000 and 8,000 lumens, so they're super bright, but you can sort of adjust that brightness to your needs. You can use them for like a gym-like feel. You can main light your garage or work area, or even full brightness for those big, detailed projects that you might be working on. And the best part is they come pre-assembled, and you can link up to 6 fixtures, which makes installation a breeze. Each set retails for $99, but we've got two sets up for grabs for one of you lucky listeners.
Reach out to us right now with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT or at moneypit.com/ask.
Loretta, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
We're in the process of building a beach house, and we have a crawl space, no basement, because of, you know, the water level there. Basements are not allowed. Everything we've looked up and, you know, just trying to find out what flooring to put in, we were hoping for 90% of the floor to be hardwood floor, but everybody's telling us no, we can't do hardwood. So we've been looking around and we've seen different types, laminate, vinyl, and have read so many mixed things about it that we just were undecided of what to do now.
Okay. So if you're thinking solid hardwood, I would agree. There is, however, a type of hardwood called engineered hardwood that is much more dimensionally stable and can work very successfully in damp locations. Engineered hardwood is, if you can think of the way plywood is made, where you have different layers of wood that are glued together at opposing angles, but the top surface is what you see. That's kind of what engineered hardwood is in terms of how it's made. There are different layers that are glued together at 90 degrees, and when you see the finished board, the top of it, that is all that you see when it's all down, is the hardwood, and the rest of it basically is the part that gives it this tremendous sort of structural rigidity in different conditions. So you definitely could use an engineered hardwood. But that said, sure, there are lots of great laminate products, and also the new type of product that looks like pretty much laminate or can look like hardwood is called EVP, which stands for engineered vinyl plank. I just put a beautiful EVP floor down in my mom's kitchen for her. So I wanted a floor that was going to take the traffic and handle the moisture and the spills and that sort of stuff and the chair scuffs. And man, it looked great. It looks like an antique-y kind of an old wood floor. And the whole thing's made out of vinyl, but I'm telling you, nobody can tell when they walk in this kitchen and look down at it. Vinyl's the last thing you would guess because they've done such a great job now with how these products are made and the colors that they put in and the textures that they put in. It looks just like, you know, the real thing, which in our case was an old wood floor.
And it's definitely good with, like, humidity and...
Well, it's vinyl. You could use it underwater and have no effect.
Okay. Right.
So I would take a look at those products, and I think you'll find something that is going to work well for you.
Okay. How about price-wise?
The EVP is going to probably be less expensive than the engineered hardwood, but it's not terribly expensive either way.
All right. We'll take a look at it.
Well, the thought of cleaning your gutters makes you groan. You're probably a good candidate for gutter covers or gutter guards. But while hiring a gutter company to install these can be ridiculously expensive, buying the product and either installing it yourself or hiring a handyman to do the work can be a lot less expensive.
Yeah, first of all, installing gutter guards is really a simple project that requires no special skills. You do need a few basic tools like a ladder, a measuring tape, and tin snips to be able to cut those guards to the length you need. But the first step here is to clean out the gutter, because there's no point in putting a gutter guard over an already filled gutter, you guys. So put on some gloves, scoop out any debris with your hand or a garden trowel, rinse out that gutter with a garden hose equipped with a nozzle, and then make sure you flush out the downspouts, because if the downspouts are jammed up, that's a big problem.
Now it's time to start installing the gutter guards. Now, while there are a lot of guards out there, we found that the stainless steel sort of micro mesh covers do the best job. Now, these can be really expensive when you hire a gutter company to install them, but when you buy them online, we're talking about maybe $4 or $5 a foot. We've got a post on MoneyPit.com all about gutter guards, and in it we link to a brand that offers the guards and the hardware for both 5-inch and 6-inch gutters at a great price. Just search gutter guards on MoneyPit.com, and it'll come right up for you.
Yeah, and you know what? Installing them really is the easiest part. All you do is slip the back edge under the roofing shingle that are already overhanging the gutter, and then that front edge aligns with the front edge of your gutter, and it's attached with those self-tapping screws. One tip here, because you may be trying to get a long section of gutter guard under the shingles, it's easier if you've got a work buddy to help on a second ladder. You guys can work side by side in tandem and get that guard in place.
And once it's done, you'll be free of clogs from leaves and pine needles and even the occasional tennis ball, which, by the way, we found through much research is exactly the precise size needed to clog a downspout.
I don't know what you're talking about. My children never, ever did that
never.
And flooded
yeah.
the basement and wrecked everything. What? No. Huh? Wade in South Dakota is on the line and has a question about siding. How can we help you?
Hi. We had a big hailstorm come through, and it took out a bunch of our siding, our steel siding. And I'm kind of fighting with the insurance company to find an exact match. My question, I guess, is the house is close to 20 years old. What are the chances that the siding that they pick is going to match up with the color?
Between little and none.
That's kind of what I figured.
And listen, Wade, when this is not a new argument with insurance companies. It happens all the time with roof damage. You know, let's say you get ice stand damage and you have to just replace like 3 feet of roof on the front of the house, or maybe you get leaks around a vent or something and you have to replace a piece of roof. Insurance companies traditionally replace the entire roof. And in your case, they should be replacing all of your siding without argument, because they've got to restore it at least as good as it was before, and giving you mismatched siding isn't what you contracted them to do. So I would stick to your guns. And sure, give them the opportunity to find a replacement, but they won't be able to, and you don't have to accept it, and you can insist that it all be replaced with brand new siding. Do you have a private adjuster on this to help you with the claim?
Somebody that the insurance company contacted, yes.
That adjuster's working for the insurance company. What you want to do is get a public adjuster, and a public adjuster works for you, the public, and they work on commission, so it doesn't really cost you much to have these guys on the job, and they're there to find every single solitary thing that they can claim for and get that into the claim. So everything from picking up the nails on your property that will be part of that construction project to getting the whole house resided, they try to get that claim as full as possible, because the more they find, the more money they make, because they're all on commission. So I would definitely find a good quality public adjuster, perhaps check with your attorney, do your research, find somebody that has a lot of experience, and let them fight for you so you don't have to fight with the insurance company.
Great. I'll definitely look into that. Thank you.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. Give us a call. Let us know what you are working on, because we are here to lend a hand. You know, when it comes to owning a home, knowledge truly is power, and knowing how to properly maintain your home and plan for those future repairs is key to preserving your home's value and just plain enjoying that house over time. Up next, Angie Hicks, founder of Angie, shares her top 5 essential tips every homeowner needs to know. So stick around.
Are you annoyed, angry, or maybe there's another word you want to use about where your tax dollars are going? Let's face it, the government does a terrible job of managing money, especially when it's yours and mine. Tax dollars are being wasted, and all the government does is have their hand out for more. So what do? They send you, the tax-paying American or business owner, a letter saying you underpaid your taxes, and you owe us a lot more. Don't laugh and don't cry. Call the Tax Resources Network now. Their trained experts can help negotiate negotiate between you and the IRS and take all the stress off your back. And if you're lucky, save you a boatload of tax money. So before you think about calling the IRS, if you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes or you haven't filed in a while, call us right now.
800-793-1147. 800-793-1147. 800-793-1147. That's 800-793-1147.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
The Ready Fashion Alliance is dedicated to making sewing, fashion, and business education accessible for everyone. We are a nonprofit located at 1616 Market Street. Get ready for November 9th as we present Artisan Avenue, the craft of fashion. Experience a runway of a blend of couture fashion to wearable art. Tickets will be available starting October 1st on our website at readyfashionalliance.org. Our call for fashion designers for Artisan Avenue is open until August 31st. Visit our website for more information on how to enter into the fashion show.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Wildfire season is upon us. Being prepared saves lives. Develop and practice an evacuation plan with your household. Stay informed about local fire conditions and follow evacuation orders if issued. Know your evacuation zone. Go to ShastCom911.com. Click on Be Prepared, Know Your Zone. Type in your address and write it down in case of emergency. You can also sign up for Alert Shasta at ShastCom911.com.
The Ramsey Show.
When you're walking around with a little picket in your hand and you're saying, I demand $22 to work at McDonald's, then you don't get to bitch about inflation.
Yeah.
Because you caused it.
It's The Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Sales machine. .com/book.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Well, as many of our listeners know, knowledge is power when it comes to home ownership. Understanding how to care and maintain your home and planning for necessary repairs is essential to preserving and enjoying it for years to come.
That's right, and that's a subject that our next guest knows a lot about. Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, has been helping homeowners find reliable professionals for projects since 1996. She's here to share five essential things that you should know about your home. Angie Hicks, welcome to the Money Pit.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So when it comes to home ownership, knowledge is power. And there are things, though, that homeowners should be doing and should know about their homes that can help prevent problems. Why don't we talk about some of those?
You know, my favorite one when I think about getting to know your home, the very first thing you need to make sure you know how to do is turn off the main water in your house. So where is the main water valve shut off in your house? Tom, you mentioned your home inspector. I mean, that is a great thing to learn from your home inspector. Go on the home inspection.
Oh, God, yeah. That's so important.
Because they can point things out to you and you can ask questions. It's incredibly valuable. But, you know, I believe that water can be your home's worst enemy. So knowing where that water shutoff valve can avoid a disaster, turn it into a mild problem if you can get water shut off quickly.
In our home inspection company, we actually had a set of, I think there were six or seven different tags, valve tags, that we would put on the valves during the inspection. So there was the main water valve, there was the water heater valve, there were the hose bibs, there were the ice maker valves, and so on. And people so appreciated that. We used to hear back months and years later that they were so appreciative of being able to know with confidence what those valves did. So you're absolutely right. Understanding where they are and what they do and being able to access them quickly in an emergency is really, really critical. It can save you tens of thousands of dollars in flood damage.
That's absolutely correct. I think the other thing that I think we a lot of times kind of take for granted and don't think about, having a fire extinguisher in the kitchen and make sure you know where it is, how to use it, and that it's in good working condition. Because, you know, again, this is another example of how you can avoid turning a small problem into a large one.
Yeah, and also teaching your kids how to use it, right? Leslie, I mean, you've got young boys. Do they know how to use a fire extinguisher?
Oh, 100%. And they know where it is. They know all kinds of fire safety in the house. And I think it's super important. The kids and I have an evacuation plan in the event of a fire emergency. You know, sadly, a few years back, we had a home in town burn down and the family was lost, which was horrible for everybody in our village. So we do go over all of this methods of safety, how to put out a fire, where the fire extinguisher is. And again, I think it's something people neglect to discuss in their home.
Like, oh, I don't need to worry about that. The odds that I need that are very slim, but it's that moment that you need it, that you need it.
Yeah, and that's when you panic, so it's good to practice and know.
I'll tell you, years ago when I was doing a lot of stuff with MSNBC, there was a fire training academy that used to train all the regional fire departments. They had some really cool facilities, but one of their instructors actually came to my house with the crew, and they did a test on my family and I, and they filled the house up with smoke. Now, it wasn't real smoke. It was a fake smoke, but it just changes your perspective when you literally can't see your hand in front of your face. You really get messed up in terms of your distance, even in a home that you've lived in for many, many years. So understanding how to get in and out of that house in an emergency and where the extinguishers are and what you should be doing first, second, and third, it's really an important discussion to have with your family.
Absolutely.
So, Angie, what do you think about home warranties? You know, you hear so often that there's an opportunity to purchase a warranty for, especially new construction. Are these worth it? I mean, does it make sense to kind of have this sort of additional protection or not really? Or is the answer, it depends?
It honestly depends on you and your situation. So, you know, first and foremost, you should always think about the warranties that automatically come with the house and the products and understand, you know, whether those are going to cover your potential issues. Sometimes people might think, hey, I might buy an extra warranty on my refrigerator because, you know, I don't want to have to spend that money yet again if something goes wrong. You know, but make sure you know what those warranties are and know what they cover. And then additionally, sometimes people will receive a home warranty, for example, when they buy a house. Read the details. Understand what's covered. Understand what's not. How claims are handled. What pros are going to be doing the work, because it all comes down to who's going to be doing the work for you. And then also, you know, don't assume, this is one thing I hear from time to time as well, is that something checked out fine on a home inspection, but the home warranty didn't cover it. The home warranty and the home inspection are two different things, two different companies, two different contracts, et cetera. make sure you understand the details so that you know what you're buying and what you should expect.
We're talking to Angie Hicks. She is the founder of Angie's List that we now call Angie. And Angie, you actually started this as an actual list, didn't you? Was it back in 96 or so? Was it a paper, a printed publisher?
It was paper, exactly. Yeah. It was pre-internet days.
You really were way ahead of your time. Good for you. Good for you. Now, let's talk about understanding the different components of your home. I always told my home inspection clients that it was important to kind of have an inventory of key components and ages and predicted life so you would kind of understand when you should expect to replace your roof and how many more years you may get out of your furnace or your air conditioning system, because this way you avoid the surprises when it breaks down.
That's right, and that's really important for a homeowner, because you might spend, you know, 1% to 2% of the value of your home maintaining, repairing, and updating it each year, and that could be a significant amount of money. And so you don't want to have surprises. So, you know, when you're making up your dream list for what you'd like to do around the house for, you know, next year, make sure you know the age of some of these important structural things that aren't as exciting to do but are important to do. So if your roof is, you know, more than 15 years old, you're like, at some point I'm probably going to have to replace a roof. Say, you know, kind of also think about the mechanicals, like your furnace or your air conditioner. How old are they? Because that can help you prepare for saving for them. And then also help you make those decisions about whether to repair or replace. Because sometimes especially a furnace or an air conditioner gets later on in its life and you get a repair bill, it might just be better off to replace it.
You know, what I think is super interesting, Angie, is that 40% of new homeowners are really surprised at how much they're spending annually on home maintenance. I think there truly is no understanding of what a home costs to own. So how can we help a new homeowner, and even a homeowner who's already in the house, really understand what they need to set aside or how they can mentally prepare for the expense?
Well, when you're thinking about, you know, kind of buying a home, for example, to kind of avoid that surprise with a new homeowner, you know, when you're laying out your budget, you need to pay for the mortgage, the home insurance, you know, things like that. You kind of walk your taxes. You know, also budget 1% to 2% of the value of your home for maintenance and repairs. And I think sometimes people don't have that top of mind because it's not a hard cost at the time you're buying the house, right? It's something that's going to come in the future. And so kind of thinking about that can help you think about what house I want to buy. You know, what's my budget? How much do I want to spend on my mortgage if I know I'm going to spend, $300 or $400 a month on improvements? You know, maybe I want to bring my mortgage down a little bit. Maybe I want to bring my house price down a little bit. Also budgeting that kind of as you go along so that you know. And one thing I recommend, and I try to do this at the beginning of the year, is walk around your house like you're just getting ready to buy it, because you're never as critical of a house as the one that you're about to buy. You know, write everything down, kind of put budget aside at that point, and then prioritize those items, you know, so kind of group them by structural problems, mechanical problems, all the way down to that, you know, kind of new outdoor kitchen you'd like to install next summer. Then lay your budget against it. That way, you know, you didn't put the kitchen in, the outdoor kitchen in, but then discovered you needed a new roof. And then you're kind of stuck in a money crunch. So kind of keeping a critical eye on the condition of your home will help you avoid those budget surprises.
That makes so much sense. Angie Hicks from Angie, thank you so much for spending some time with us here on the Money Pit today. Angie, really good to talk to you. Thanks for all the work that you've done to help homeowners find contractors to do their jobs well. There are so many out there, and you are the key to connecting us with those pros when it's time to take on a project. Angie Hicks, thanks again.
Thank you.
Coming up, do you own a blow dryer? Well, if you do, it's actually the only tool you're going to need to create a beautiful new marble swirl countertop with help from a kit just out from Deich Coatings. Can't wait to tell you all about that, so stick around.
Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marvel Dream Kit today at DiceCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
FineTape.com is your one-stop shop for tape and more. DIY, sports, arts and crafts, cleaning supplies, you name it. They carry over 100 trusted brands, including industry favorite 3M.
That's right. 3M's catalog includes household names like Command, Scotch, Bondo, Filtry, Scotch Blue, and Pelter. I've personally shopped their site and found everything I need, all at incredible prices.
So head on over to FineTape.com and stock up on supplies for your next project. Receive 10% off of your first purchase with promo code MONEYPIT.
That's FineTape.com, your source for connecting everything.
We've got something pretty exciting to share today for all of our listeners who are serious about clean drinking water at home. It's easy to install and takes care of all your water filtration needs.
That's right, Les. We're talking about the RO Pure Plus from Premier H2O. This reverse osmosis system is designed to specifically fit into those tight under-counter spaces without compromising on performance.
Exactly. You know, the RO Pure Plus features four stages of filtration, which not only traps sediments, but also reduces the total dissolved solids and that chlorine taste and odor that we all hate. The result? Crystal clear, great-tasting drinking water for your family. And when it's time to change those filters, it is completely hassle-free.
Yep, and don't forget about the annual filter replacement kit. It's a complete one-year supply designed to keep your system running smoothly and your water tasting fresh.
Check out the RO Pure Plus today at premierh2o.com/moneypit and use the code MONEYPIT to get your exclusive 25% discount.
Have you noticed your toilet running? Well, stop wasting all that water by replacing the old toilet flapper with a new super flapper from Fluid Master.
This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old, noisy running toilet today.
Fluid Master is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. Super Flapper is available exclusively at Home Depot. Learn more at superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com. Ready to upgrade your backyard in minutes? With Ladera Wall Block from Pavestone, installation is a breeze. Imagine a stunning fire pit assembled in less than 5 minutes. It's that easy.
Perfect for seat walls, lighting columns, and more, Ladera Wall Block is your go-to choice for that customized natural dry stack look without the hassle. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease.
To find a retailer near you, project instructions, design inspiration, and more, visit pavestone.com. That's PAVESTONE.com. Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti, and we make DIY doable. Whether you are doing or dreaming or hiring somebody to do the doing while you do the dreaming, we can help you make your home everything that you want it to be. So follow us at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Hey, guys, if your workspace could use a serious lighting upgrade, on today's show we're giving away a two-pack of Kota's multi-directional LED shop lights. The set's worth about $200. They're very versatile. They're very dynamic. Each one shines between 1,000 and 8,000 lumens, so they're totally adjustable to suit your needs. And the best part is that they come pre-assembled, so they're easy to install, and you can link up 6 fixtures together. They're available for $99 per set. We've got 2 going out to 1 lucky listener. If you'd like to make that you got to call us with your question. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974, or go to moneypit.com/ask. Well, if you're thinking about updating your kitchen or bathroom but don't have the budget for a full remodel, we've got a great solution. There's a new countertop kit that's out from Deich Coatings called Marble Dream, and it can transform your space in just a single weekend. You know, I actually used it on an old worn laminate countertop recently, and now it looks amazing.
Yeah, you know, one of the coolest things about this kit is that you can create a beautiful swirl effect in the marble, and all you need to do that is a blow dryer. I mean, it uses the heat and the air movement to create this kind of one-of-a-kind flowing marble design in truly no time. So if you have no skills but a hairdryer, this is the project for you.
Exactly, and you can control the look by adding accent colors where you want them, then use the blow dryer to sort of move and blend the colors across the surface. The heat interacts with the ingredients, and that creates a realistic marble effect that's very unique to your project. And I have to say, Leslie, that was the most fun part
of redoing that countertop is to watch the material move around when it's sort of pushed by the blow dryer. It looks awesome.
Yeah, and it's so great because it looks beautiful, but it's also super durable. It resists stains, heat, even impact, and you can apply it to just about anything, a laminate, concrete, plywood, MDF, stone, you name it, you can put it on it. And it's sealed with a tough polyurethane clear coat, and that's going to keep the surface food safe and looking great.
Yeah, it's really an easy DIY project to do as well. There's even a brand new video that walks you through every step over at DeichCoatings.com. You don't need any special skills or artistic ability, and the whole project takes just 2 days from start to finish.
All right, you got to love that. And I also love how Peter Deich himself walks us through every step in his videos. He shows you how simple this product is to use and how fun it is to watch the transformation take place to make a gorgeous swirling marble top. Now, the Marble Dream Kit, you're going to get coverage for about 40 square feet, so that's kind of good for a run of countertop. And it costs $169. It comes in two colors, Pristine White and Cosmos Black, and it includes everything you need for the project.
Yep, except for the blow dryer. You're on your own with that.
I'm sure you've got one.
Yeah, I got one.
All right, well, you can get the Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit with free shipping at DeichCoatings.com, and it's also available at Lowe's and Home Depot. Thanks so much for joining us on this autumn weekend here at the Money Pit. Well, as the weather cools down, you may be thinking about the projects that need to be done before that winter chill sets in. We are going to share tips on weekend projects that make the most of fall temps next in the Money Pit. You live in a
money pit. This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
If you haven't been listening to TV Confidential, this is who you're missing.
Louis Gossett Jr.
Eric Braden.
Danson Williams.
Burt Ward.
Peter Marshall.
Lindsay Wagner.
Loretta Swit.
Michelle Nichols.
Shirley Jones.
Louise Sorrell.
Good answer. A lovely and chatting interview.
Conversation.
It wasn't an interview.
Well, thank you. That's what I try to do. I try to make this a conversation.
You made it.
That's TV Confidential.
Saturday morning at 11 on KCNR.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Yes.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Happy to help you take on a project you want to get done. If you need some help getting started, reach out right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Bosley wrote in to Team Money Pit, and he's looking for three angels who can help him solve crimes. No, I'm kidding. People are like, who, what? Charlie's Angels, for people of a certain age.
You just dated us, all right? You have to explain the whole
younger
series.
People are like, I don't understand that reference. Anywho, Bosley wrote in, I want to remove a bathroom mirror that's glued to the wall, but I have no idea how to get it off the wall. What is the best way to go about doing this with a lot of protective gear on?
Yeah, exactly. That's a tricky one. So, all right. First of all, you can't pry it off the wall, obviously, because it's going to break. And this was what makes it very dangerous. You need to have proper protection to your face and to your hands and all of that when you work on this. But there is a trick, one trick of the trade, and that is that if you can get a wire behind that window, what you can do is draw that wire like a saw back and forth. And if it's held on, well, usually it's held on with like sort of dabs of black adhesive. What that wire will do is it'll actually pull through that adhesive. It'll go between the adhesive and the drywall and start to separate that mirror as you go. But keep in mind, though, the more you work on this, the weaker it's going to get. And at some point, it's going to release from the wall, and you don't want it to drop. So it really is a tricky job to do. And even once you're done, you're probably going to find that wall is so damaged that you're going to have to replace the drywall. I don't think you'll be able to save it because you're going to end up tearing off some of the paper surface. But what you could do is put a second layer of drywall over it. You don't have to use half inch. You could use the thinner 3/8 inch drywall and cover what's there. But that's the way to do it. And a lot of patience and a lot of protection. It's a tricky job.
And you know what, Bosley? A great trick of the trade. And actually, our engineer loves to do this trick when he removes mirror because he plays the guitar, is to use a super thick guitar string. If you can get your hands on one of those, it's coarse enough to kind of cut through the adhesive, and it's also thin enough to slip behind the mirror.
Well, as the weather cools down, you may be thinking about projects that need to get done before that winter chill sets in. Leslie shares tips on weekend projects that make the most of fall temperatures in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie, take it away.
You know, that's right. Temperature-wise, fall is the perfect time for tackling projects indoors and out. And here's a few that are easy to knock out in a small part of your weekend. I'm not taking over your whole weekend, but I'm asking just a little bit of time to tackle these projects. First of all, make sure that your water heater is good for hot showers all winter long. You want to keep it running efficiently so you can drain 2 gallons of water from your tank heater twice a year. Don't tackle this, though, without making sure the heater is not only powered off, but you've given it at least a full hour to cool down. Now, you also want to keep those heating bills low because even though the weather's like great right now and maybe you don't have the heat on, you're gonna soon enough. So let's keep those bills low. A fresh furnace filter is key to help you regulate those bills and keep those temperatures high. And if you haven't done so in a while, those furnace filters need to be changed monthly. And since you'll soon be closing those windows and doors for good, you can use this time to clean your house the natural way. Vinegar and water works great on windows and wood floors. Salt and baking soda is great to make a paste that you can use as a scouring cleanser. And olive oil and lemon juice creates a chemical-free furniture polish. We've got a long list of natural cleaners that you can make yourself on MoneyPit.com. We've got a lot to keep you busy for the fall and the winter, so always reach out with projects you are working on so we can lend a hand.
Coming up next time on the Money Pit, have you guys been using your heating system? Did you get it serviced before you did? Well, it's not too late. An annual service by a pro is key to making sure the system remains safe and efficient. We'll explain the key components to include on the next edition of the Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs. This is Carl Lindebaugh. Join us Monday as we welcome Enjoy the Magazine and find out the latest on what's happening in the North State. Also joining us is the representatives from the Veterans Day Parade that's going to happen the 9th of November in the city of Shasta Lake. Find out how many entries and who's going to be there. All of this Monday right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Donald Trump and Kamala Harris are both fighting hard to win a key county in West Michigan. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports from his Blue Wall States tour.
Kent County, Michigan is home to Grand Rapids, and it's a battleground county within a battleground state. Trump won in 2016, but lost in 2020. This county has been a prime target for Trump and Harris, with both candidates repeatedly visiting the area. On Sunday, Harris will make her final campaign stops in Michigan, and Trump will wrap up his campaign right here on Monday night. On the Blue Wall States tour, Greg Clugston, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Here's correspondent Jackie Quinn.
When you know what you stand for, you know what to fight for.
Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump continue crisscrossing the country in the final days before Tuesday's election. Each side is investing massive resources to try to drive up voter turnout.
Also at townhall.com, Rican Garcia reports on a new agreement reached at a biodiversity summit in Colombia.
After 2 weeks of negotiations, delegates at the United Nations Biodiversity Conference have agreed to set up a new body that will involve indigenous peoples in future conservation decisions. They also agreed that major corporations must share the benefits of research when using natural genetic resources. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres also addressed the host nation, reaffirming their commitment to achieving harmony with nature. I'm Rica Ann Garcia.
The remains of two aviators who died when their jet crashed during a training flight in Washington State last month returns home from Dover Air Force Base in the coming days. The two men have been identified as Lieutenant Serena Weilman and Lieutenant Commander Lindsey Evans. You'll find more online at townhall.com.
If your approach to everyday aches and pains is to mask them, you know, feel better for a few hours only to have the pain return and then repeat the cycle all over again, it's time to try Relief Factor. And the good news is Relief Factor makes that easy. Their three-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it. How? Well, its unique formula of ingredients helps support your body's response to inflammation. Relief Factor was developed by doctors. It's 100% drug-free. And for so many people, the results are game-changing. Even life-changing. So give it a try. Right now, their three-week quick start is just $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800, the number for relief. See how in a few weeks or even days, Relief Factor can reduce your pain. When you feel better, life is just better. So don't mask pain. Fight it naturally with Relief Factor.
The federal government's handing out $2.4 billion in railroad grants. More from John Scott.
The grants will help pay for 122 projects nationwide, with more than half of the money going to smaller railroads. The grants will go to projects across 41 states and Washington, D.C. Most of the money will go to track and bridge upgrades, but some of the grants will be used to bolster training and explore cleaner-burning alternative fuels. Some small railroads will also get help upgrading to more efficient locomotives. Much of the money comes from the 2021 infrastructure law. John Scott reporting.
Lyft is paying $2.1 million to settle a suit accusing the ride-hailing service of exaggerating how much money drivers could make while the company was trying to recover from a steep downturn in demand during the pandemic. The agreement formalizes a settlement Lyft reached with the Federal Trade Commission over the same issues on October 25th. You'll find more online at townhall.com. America's employers added just 12,000 jobs last month.
It's a total that economists say was held down by the effects of strikes and hurricanes that left many workers temporarily off payrolls. Last month's hiring gain was down significantly from the 223,000 jobs that were added in September. But economists have estimated that Hurricanes Helene and Milton, combined with strikes at Boeing and elsewhere, had the effect of pushing down net job growth by tens of thousands of jobs in October.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting the unemployment rate remained at 4.1%. The report provides a somewhat blurry view of the job market at the end of a presidential race that has pivoted heavily on voters' feelings about the economy. Apple has snapped out of an iPhone sales slump during its summertime quarter. Sales of the iPhone totaled $46.2 billion for the third quarter, a 6-point increase from the same time last year. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
The Ramsey Show.
When you're walking around with a little picket in your hand and you're saying, I demand $22 to work at McDonald's, then you don't get to bitch about inflation.
Yeah.
Because you caused it.
It's The Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Call the Veteran Card Donation Program. They'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Card Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-432-3614. 800-432-3614. 800-432-3614. That's 800-432-3614.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99. And you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. That's 800-413-6214.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I wasn't prepared, but I knew I had to be strong.
When I was told about John's injury, I was in complete shock. I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For thousands of severely injured veterans, everyday life is filled with barriers.
It was really the little things throughout the house. Counters that you can't roll up to.
I had to drag my wheelchair down steps.
I want to help,
but he is so determined.
At Homes for Our Troops, we build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and automatic door openers that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
This house has given me my family back.
To learn more, visit hfotusa.org.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready, and health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-828-3383. That's 800-828-3383. 800-828-3383.
Hey, I'm Reba McEntire. In life, you'll hear a lot of people tell you that you can do anything you want. I'm here to tell you that's true. Since I was a little girl, I dreamed of becoming a successful singer and entertainer. It took a lot of hard work, dedication, and perseverance to find my success, but it was worth it. I never gave up on my dreams. Remember, you can never have a dream come true until you've had a dream. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Air Force.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
Money Pit is presented by FineTape.com. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What are you working on? You getting ready for the big Halloween holiday? You want to make sure you have plenty of light for those trick-or-treaters that are coming up? You want any tripping hazards around your property? If you're a big decorator, that's always a hassle for us. Got to make sure we run those extension cords so nobody walks on them and trips. But if you're looking for some advice on anything from Halloween decor to a big remodeling project, you are in the right place, because that's what we do. We've been doing this for 20 years. We love taking your calls and answering your questions about projects that you either do yourself or maybe projects that you want to hire a pro to tackle. We'll give you some tips, some advice, some ideas on how you can get them done right the first time, perhaps how you can save some money along the way and maybe decide whether or not the project is worth tackling or not based on the benefits. So whatever's on your to-do list, you can slide it right over to ours by calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or posting your questions at moneypit.com. Coming up on today's episode, if the thought of cleaning your gutters makes you groan, you're probably a good candidate for gutter guards. But while hiring a gutter company to install these can be ridiculously expensive, buying the product and either installing them yourself or hiring a handyman to do the project can be a lot less expensive. So we'll walk you through what needs to be done.
And when it comes to homeownership, knowledge is power. Understanding how you can care for and maintain your home and then plan for all of those necessary repairs, it's essential for preserving and enjoying it for all those years to come. So Angie Hicks, the founder of Angie, is joining us with the tips for five essential things you should know about your home.
And if you guys are ready for a kitchen or bath update, but you don't have the big budget for a major redo, we're going to share how to create a beautiful new countertop or bath vanity in just a weekend.
But first, do you feel like you're in a constant game of tug-of-war with your house and your house is winning? Well, we are here to help you take back the lead. From advice to answers to hot new products, we're your one-stop shopping for all things DIY.
Call us right now with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Two things will happen. First, we'll do our best to give you the answer to your home improvement question. Plus, we're also giving away from Coda a two-pack of multi-directional LED shop lights, so you could win some pretty neat lights. It's going to go out to one listener drawn at random from those who reach out to us with their questions. So call us right now. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT, or better yet, go to moneypit.com/ask. Click the blue microphone button, and you can record your question to us right there and get the fastest possible response. So let's get started. Leslie, who's first?
Lorna in Rhode Island is dealing with some flies at home. Tell us what's going on.
Fruit flies. They seem to be invading the kitchen, and I'm thinking they're heading for the garbage disposal area, but I'm not really sure.
I mean, are they coming up out of the garbage disposal?
No, they don't seem to be.
I mean, generally, if you think they're coming to the sink or from the sink, sometimes people will actually put some tape over that drain and just seal that off to see if they are coming from there. This way, if they're getting stuck on the underside, you know they're coming up from the drain, and then that would be a different approach.
Yeah, you
can
do that
okay.
During the day. Say when you go out for the day, just cover the drain temporarily with the tape and keep an eye on it. And
great
the other
idea.
Things you could do is you could, if that's the case, then you could put some bleach down that drain, or maybe some OxyClean or something like that, and then cover the top of it. That tends to really sort of gas any that are sort of laying in there.
Oh, okay. So straight bleach or mixed with water or?
No, you could just put some straight bleach down there, or you could use OxyClean. The powdered
okay.
bleach.
All right. Yeah. Great. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Michael in Louisiana is on the line with a question about insulation and the different types. How can we help you?
Hey, my question's about closed cell versus open cell foam, and in a roof deck application, the difference between using open and closed cell foam and roof deck rot.
So, first of all, it's a really good product to use for any type of a roof insulation. Spray foam insulation is really the best way to go. It's not subjected to the same types of humidity and decay issues that traditional fiberglass would, because it's essentially designed to be in a conditioned space. You don't have to vent it. Now, in terms of the differences, open cell foam characteristically is a little softer and more flexible. It has the cells are deliberately left open. And closed cell is just as the name implies. They basically are sealed together stiffer and harder. The R value on closed cell is usually higher than open cell. So that means you can get more insulation in the same physical space with closed cell compared to open cell. But the other side of it is it's usually more expensive. So what I would do is I would compare and contrast total R value when making the assessment, not just how many inches of insulation, because that's what you're paying for, right? You're paying for the insulation value. And I will say that if it's an area where I'm concerned about moisture more so, closed cell is probably the better way to go. For example, we see houses along the beach where the underside of the floor structure is sprayed. In those applications, I'd like to recommend closed cell over open.
So I think I understood that the industry several years ago was recommending closed cell for roof deck scenarios, but then they kind of got away from that and went back to open cell due to moisture accumulation in the roof deck.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that. I mean, I would talk to the manufacturer of the product that you're deciding to work with. I did my house, and I used Isonine. I was really happy with them. They're a Canadian company, one of the biggest in the world with that product. But there are lots of good companies. It also comes down to the installer because it's a product that has to be mixed on site. It's not like you're, you know, heading to the home center and picking up some rolls of insulation. This stuff is mixed and applied right there. So the experience of the installer is really important as well in getting the job done right.
So we had our entire roof foam insulated about a year or so ago, and I've noticed that the interior humidity level since then has been higher than what we had previous to, you know, to that. So I don't know if the overall envelope of the house, you know, obviously is much tighter, but the home was built in the mid-90s, so we have kind of builder-grade insulation and builder-grade windows in the exterior walls. So I know that, you know, the roof deck and the eaves and all that are much tighter.
You know, I understand what you're saying, Michael, and it's entirely possible because you have now less natural ventilation. You know, you basically may have taken a home that had, you know, several air changes per hour and now cut that way back. It is possible that you could have a bit more humidity inside. But, I mean, I think that that's not a problem. I think it's just a condition that you should manage. And especially in an area like Louisiana where you are, you know, 100% humidity, you know, 9 months of the year, it would seem, right? You might want to think about using a piece of equipment that's designed specifically to reduce humidity. For example, there's a type of product called a whole home dehumidifier. Now, don't confuse this with a dehumidifier you typically see on a lower level of a house that's hooked up to a bucket and just dumps water out. This is actually installed into the duct system as part of the HVAC system. And it runs on a humidistat, and when it comes on, it is designed only to pull humidity out of the air. And it can do so in a really surprising volume. It can take out like 100 pints of water a day. So in your area, that might be something that I would consider, especially if I'm seeing excessive humidity inside the house. But I think you're on the right path with the spray foam.
Very good. Thank you.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. Coming up this hour, have you noticed that the leaves are beginning to fall, and when they fall, they kind of land directly into your gutters? Well, if you can climb a ladder to the edge of your roof or hire a handyman to do the climbing for you, installing gutter guards is a pretty easy project that requires no special skills. We're going to walk you through that next. FineTape.com is your one-stop shop for tape and more. DIY, sports, arts and crafts, cleaning supplies, you name it. They carry over 100 trusted brands, including industry favorite 3M.
That's right. 3M's catalog includes household names like Command, Scotch, Bondo, Filtrete, Scotch Blue, and Pelter. I've personally shopped their site and found everything I need, all at incredible prices.
So head on over to FineTape.com and stock up on supplies for your next project. Receive 10% off of your first purchase with promo code MONEYPIT.
That's FineTape.com, your source for connecting everything.
We've got something pretty exciting to share today for all of our listeners who are serious about clean drinking water at home. It's easy to install and takes care of all your water filtration needs.
That's right, Les. We're talking about the RO Pure Plus from Premier H2O. This reverse osmosis system is designed to specifically fit into those tight under counter spaces without compromising on performance.
Exactly. You know, the RO Pure Plus features four stages of filtration, which not only traps sediments, but also reduces the total dissolved solids and that chlorine taste and odor that we all hate. The result? Crystal clear, great tasting drinking water for your family. And when it's time to change those filters, it is completely hassle-free.
Yep, and don't forget about the annual filter replacement kit. It's a complete one-year supply designed to keep your system running smoothly and your water tasting fresh.
Check out the RO Pure Plus today at premierh2o.com/moneypit and use the code MONEYPIT to get your exclusive 25% discount.
Introducing the new Super Flapper from Fluid Master. Stop guessing. This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or a 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money today and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old noisy running toilet today. Fluid Master is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. Available now at Home Depot exclusively. For any questions, call 1-800-631-2011 or go to superflapper.com. Now's a great time to check your roof for damage or wear. Not only does harsh weather beat up your roof, but with age, asphalt shingles will start to lose their natural oil and become dry and brittle. But that doesn't always mean they need a costly replacement. RoofMax Roof Rejuvenation Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to roof replacement. And right now, they're offering a free tune-up completed prior to applying treatment. They'll fix nail pops, refasten loose flashing, and seal cracks and exposed nails. An $859 value. I got a RoofMax treatment for my mom's house and saw it in action. It really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally, and installers are locally owned and operated. And get this, for every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX.
The Money Pit is presented by Ladera Wallblock from Pavestone. Ladera Wallblock, transforming spaces with ease. Learn more at pavestone.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, what are you working on? It's autumn, perfect time of year for lots of projects around the house. Maybe you're just getting ready for Halloween, or you're thinking ahead to Thanksgiving, or you just want to repaint every room in your house, because that seems to be what I've been thinking about a lot lately. And I'm like, the weather's pretty good.
You just move that paintbrush from one room to the next. I know how you think.
I do. I really do. So I'm like, we could be in for a possible paint redo all before Thanksgiving. We'll see. So maybe that's what's going on your list. Well, whatever it is, if you are ready to renovate like a pro, tune on into the Money Pit podcast. We'll give you some expert tips and tricks, whether it's a big project like a kitchen or a bath, or perhaps an even bigger project like the entire house. Whatever it is, we're going to give you the knowledge and give you the confidence to transform your space into the masterpiece you want it to be. You can subscribe on Apple Podcasts or Spotify now, because if you can dream it, you can do it, and we can help.
Well, if you've got a workspace that could use a serious lighting upgrade, like a basement or a garage or any other place that's a bit dim, we have got an awesome giveaway going out to one lucky caller today.
That's right. We've got two sets of Coda's two-pack multi-directional LED shop lights. I mean, these are super versatile. They're incredibly dynamic. Each one is going to shine between 1,000 and 8,000 lumens, so they're super bright, but you can sort of adjust that brightness to your needs. You can use them for like a gym-like feel. You can main light your garage or work area, or even full brightness for those big, detailed projects that you might be working on. And the best part is they come pre-assembled, and you can link up to six fixtures, which makes installation a breeze. Each set retails for $99, but we've got two sets up for grabs for one of you lucky listeners.
Reach out to us right now with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT or at moneypit.com/ask.
Loretta, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
We're in the process of building a beach house, and we have a crawl space, no basement, because of, you know, the water level there. Basements are not allowed. Everything we've looked up and, you know, just trying to find out what flooring to put in, we were hoping for 90% of the floor to be hardwood floor. But everybody's telling us no, we can't do hardwood. So we've been looking around, and we've seen different types, laminate, vinyl, and have read so many mixed things about it that we just were undecided of what to do now.
Okay. So if you're thinking solid hardwood, I would agree. There is, however, a type of hardwood called engineered hardwood that is much more dimensionally stable and can work very successfully in damp locations. Engineered hardwood is if you can think of the way plywood is made, where you have different layers of wood that are glued together at opposing angles, but the top surface is what you see. That's kind of what engineered hardwood is in terms of how it's made. There are different layers that are glued together at 90 degrees, and when you see the finished board, the top of it, that is all that you see when it's all down, is the hardwood, and the rest of it basically is the part that gives it this sort of structural rigidity in different conditions. So you definitely could use an engineered hardwood. But that said, sure, there are lots of great laminate products, and also the new type of product that looks like pretty much laminate or could look like hardwood is called EVP, which stands for engineered vinyl plank. I just put a beautiful EVP floor down in my mom's kitchen for her. So I wanted a floor that was going to take the traffic and handle the moisture and the spills and that sort of stuff and the chair scuffs. And man, it looked great. It looks like an antique-y kind of an old wood floor. And the whole thing's made out of vinyl, but I'm telling you, nobody can tell when they walk in this kitchen and look down at it. Vinyl's the last thing you would guess because they've done such a great job now with how these products are made and the colors that they put in and the textures that they put in. It looks just like, you know, the real thing, which in our case was an old wood floor.
Mm-hmm. And it's definitely good with, like, humidity and...
Well, it's vinyl. You could use it underwater and have no effect.
Okay. Right.
So I would take a look at those products, and I think you'll find something that is going to work well for you.
Okay. How about price-wise?
The EVP is going to probably be less expensive than the engineered hardwood, but it's not terribly expensive either way.
All right.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go. And come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. But that's not all. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you'll find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. And it's election season, so don't forget to vote.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Wildfire season is upon us. Being prepared saves lives. Develop and practice an evacuation plan with your household. Stay informed about local fire conditions and follow evacuation orders if issued. Know your evacuation zone. Go to ShastCom911.com. Click on Be Prepared, Know Your Zone. Type in your address and write it down in case of emergency. You can also sign up for Alert Shasta at ShastCom911.com.
Money they make because they're all on commission. So I would definitely find a good quality public adjuster, perhaps check with your attorney, do your research, find somebody that has a lot of experience, and let them fight for you so you don't have to fight with the insurance company.
Great. I'll definitely look into that. Thank you.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. Give us a call. Let us know what you are working on because we are here to lend a hand. You know, when it comes to owning a home, knowledge truly is power, and knowing how to properly maintain your home and plan for those future repairs is key to preserving your home's value and just plain enjoying that house over time. Up next, Angie Hicks, founder of Angie, shares her top five essential tips every homeowner needs to know. So stick around.
Are you annoyed, angry, or maybe there's another word you want to use about where your tax dollars are going? Let's face it, the government does a terrible job of managing money, especially when it's yours and mine. Tax dollars are being wasted, and all the government does is have their hand out for more. So what do? They send you, the tax-paying American or business owner, a letter saying you underpaid your taxes, and you owe us a lot more. Don't laugh and don't cry. Call the Tax Resources Network now. Their trained experts can help negotiate between you and the IRS and take all the stress off your back. And if you're lucky, save you a boatload of tax money. So before you think about calling the IRS, if you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes or you haven't filed in a while, call us right now.
800-793-1147. 800-793-1147. 800-793-1147. That's 800-793-1147.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community. The Prince George's Trap and Skeet Center in Glendale, Maryland, roared to life last week when the 10th annual Benelli USA Invitational took center stage. The one-day sporting clays event drew 164 competitive shooters, many of them military veterans, to join forces in support of a cause that resonates deeply with the values of courage, resilience, and adventure. For the past decade, the Benelli USA Invitational has been more than just a premier shooting event. It's a commitment to our nation's warriors and their families to raise funds for the Freedom Hunters Military Outreach Program. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, powered by Intel.
Remember that sound? That's, of course, George Jetson's flying car from the popular cartoon The Jetsons from the 60s. But now, flying cars are a reality, as the Jetson Company has come out with the Jetson 1. Rickard Stieber from Jetson has more.
If you visualize the Formula 1 car that I think most people have seen, and instead of the tires, you essentially have propellers. So it is a drone, like a toy drone, but it's a large toy drone that you can sit in and fly. So you can actually fly this vehicle, the Jetson One, without the pilot license. We will train you, of course. So now through drone technology, you know, electric battery technology, and of course software that makes you fly very easily, you don't actually have to be a very good pilot. The computer kind of helps you take off and land and go where you want to go in an easy way.
And you don't need a runway. More at Jetson.com. That was your Tech It Out Minute, powered by Intel.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are, number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Well, as many of our listeners know, knowledge is power when it comes to home ownership. Understanding how to care and maintain your home and planning for necessary repairs is essential to preserving and enjoying it for years to come.
That's right. And that's a subject that our next guest knows a lot about. Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, has been helping homeowners find reliable professionals for projects since 1996. She's here to share five essential things that you should know about your home. Angie Hicks, welcome to the Money Pit.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So when it comes to home ownership, knowledge is power. And there are things, though, that homeowners should be doing and should know about their homes that can help prevent problems. Why don't we talk about some of those?
You know, my favorite one when I think about getting to know your home, the very first thing you need to make sure you know how to do is turn off the main water in your house. So where is the main water valve shut off in your house? Tom, you mentioned your home inspector. I mean, that is a great thing to learn from your home inspector. Go on the home inspection.
Oh, God, yeah. That's so important.
Because they can point things out to you and you can ask questions. It's incredibly valuable. But, you know, I believe that water can be your home's worst enemy. So knowing where that water shutoff valve can avoid a disaster, turn it into a mild problem if you can get water shut off quickly.
In our home inspection company, we actually had a set of, I think there were six or seven different tags, valve tags, that we would put on the valves during the inspection. So there was the main water valve, there was the water heater valve, there were the hose bibs, there were the ice maker valves, and so on. And people so appreciated that. We used to hear back months and years later that they were so appreciative of being able to know with confidence what those valves did. So you're absolutely right. Understanding where they are and what they do and being able to access them quickly in an emergency is really, really critical. It can save you tens of thousands of dollars in flood damage.
That's absolutely correct. I think the other thing that I think we a lot of times kind of take for granted and don't think about, having a fire extinguisher in the kitchen and make sure you know where it is, how to use it, and that it's in good working condition. Because, you know, again, this is another example of how you can avoid turning a small problem into a large one.
Yeah, and also teaching your kids how to use it, right, Leslie? I mean, you've got young boys. Do they know how to use a fire extinguisher?
Oh, 100%. And they know where it is. They know all kinds of fire safety in the house. And I think it's super important. The kids and I have an evacuation plan in the event of a fire emergency. You know, sadly, a few years back, we had a home in town burned down and the family was lost, which was horrible for everybody in our village. So we do go over all of this methods of safety, how to put out a fire, where the fire extinguisher is. And again, I think it's something people neglect to discuss in their home.
Like, oh, I don't need to worry about that. The odds that I need that are very slim, but it's that moment that you need it, that you need it.
Yeah, and that's when you panic, so it's good to practice and know.
I'll tell you, years ago when I was doing a lot of stuff with MSNBC, there was a fire training academy that used to train all their regional fire departments. They had some really cool facilities, but one of their instructors actually came to my house with the crew, and they did a test on my family and I, and they filled the house up with smoke. Now, it wasn't real smoke. It was a fake smoke, but it just changes your perspective when you literally can't see your hand in front of your face. You really get messed up in terms of your distance, even in a home that you've lived in for many, many years. So understanding how to get in and out of that house in an emergency and where the extinguishers are and what you should be doing first, second, and third is really an important discussion to have with your family.
Absolutely.
So, Angie, what do you think about home warranties? You know, you hear so often that there's an opportunity to purchase a warranty for, especially in new construction. Are these worth it? I mean, does it make sense to kind of have this sort of additional protection or not really? Or is the answer, it depends?
It honestly depends on you and your situation. So, you know, first and foremost, you should always think about the warranties that automatically come with the house and the products and understand, you know, whether those are going to cover your potential issues. Sometimes people might think, hey, I might buy an extra warranty on my refrigerator because, you know, I don't want to have to spend that money yet again if something goes wrong. You know, but make sure you know what those warranties are and know what they cover. And then additionally, sometimes people will receive a home warranty, for example, when they buy a house. Read the details. Understand what's covered. Understand what's not. How claims are handled. What pros are going to be doing the work, because it all comes down to who's going to be doing the work for you. And then also, you know, don't assume, this is one thing I hear from time to time as well, is that something checked out fine on a home inspection, but the home warranty didn't cover it. The home warranty and the home inspection are two different things, two different companies, two different contracts, et cetera. Make sure you understand the details so that you know what you're buying and what you should expect.
We're talking to Angie Hicks. She is the founder of Angie's List that we now call Angie. And Angie, you actually started this as an actual list, didn't you? Was it back in 96 or so? Was it a paper, a printed publisher?
It was paper, exactly.
Yeah.
It was pre-internet days.
You really were way out of your time. Good for you. Good for you. And let's talk about understanding the different components of your home. I always told my home inspection clients that it was important to kind of have an inventory of key components and ages and protected life so you would kind of understand when you should expect to replace your roof and how many more years you may get out of your furnace or your air conditioning system, because this way you avoid the surprises when it breaks down.
That's right, and that's really important for a homeowner, because you might spend, you know, 1-2% of the value of your home maintaining, repairing, and updating it each year, and that could be a significant amount of money. And so you don't want to have surprises. So, you know, when you're making up your dream list for what you'd like to do around the house for, you know, next year, make sure you know the age of some of these important structural things that aren't as exciting to do but are important to do. So if your roof is, you know, more than 15 years old, you're like, you know, at some point I'm probably going to have to replace the roof. Same, you know, kind of also think about the mechanicals, like your furnace or your air conditioner. How old are they? Because that can help you prepare for saving for them. And then also help you make those decisions about whether to repair or replace. Because sometimes when especially, you know, a furnace or an air conditioner gets later on in its life and you get a repair bill, it might just be better off to replace it.
You know, what I think is super interesting, Angie, is that 40% of new homeowners are really surprised at how much they're spending annually on home maintenance. I think there truly is no understanding of what a home costs to own. So how can we help a new homeowner and even a homeowner who's already in the house really understand what they need to set aside or how they can mentally prepare for the expense?
Well, when you're thinking about, you know, kind of buying a home, for example, to kind of avoid that surprise with a new homeowner, you know, when you're laying out your budget, you need to pay for the mortgage, the home insurance, you know, things like that. You kind of walk your taxes. You know, also budget 1% to 2% of the value of your home for maintenance and repairs. And I think sometimes people don't have that top of mind because it's not a hard cost at the time you're buying the house, right? It's something that's going to come in the future. And so kind of thinking about that can help you think about what house I want to buy. You know, what's my budget? How much do I want to spend on my mortgage if I know I'm going to spend, $300 or $400 a month on improvements? You know, maybe I want to bring my mortgage down a little bit. Maybe I want to bring my house price down a little bit. Also budgeting that kind of as you go along so that you know. And one thing I recommend, and I try to do this at the beginning of the year, is walk around your house like you're just getting ready to buy it, because you're never as critical of a house as the one that you're about to buy. You know, write everything down, kind of put budget aside at that point, and then prioritize those items, you know, so kind of group them by structural problems, mechanical problems, all the way down to that, you know, kind of new outdoor kitchen you'd like to install next summer. Then lay your budget against it. That way, you know, you didn't put the kitchen in, the outdoor kitchen in, but then discovered you needed a new roof. And then you're kind of stuck in a money crunch. So kind of keeping a critical eye on the condition of your home will help you avoid those budget surprises.
That makes so much sense. Angie Hicks from Angie. Thank you so much for spending some time with us here on the Money Pit today. Angie, really good to talk to you. Thanks for all the work that you've done to help homeowners find contractors to do their jobs well. There are so many out there, and you are the key to connecting us with those pros when it's time to take on a project. Angie Hicks, thanks again.
Thank you.
Coming up, do you own a blow dryer? Well, if you do, it's actually the only tool you're going to need to create a beautiful new marble swirl countertop with help from a kit just out from Deich Coatings. Can't wait to tell you all about that, so stick around.
Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
FineTape.com is your one-stop shop for tape and more. DIY, sports, arts and crafts, cleaning supplies, you name it. They carry over 100 trusted brands, including industry favorite 3M.
That's right. 3M's catalog includes household names like Command, Scotch, Bondo, Filtree, Scotch Blue, and Pelter. I've personally shopped their site and found everything I need, all at incredible prices.
So head on over to FineTape.com and stock up on supplies for your next project. Receive 10% off of your first purchase with promo code MONEYPIT.
That's FineTape.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Hey, Jay, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time is coming for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us. We believe there's a difference between a man and a woman, and I think you probably know what it is.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM.
Needs, and the best part is that they come pre-assembled, so they're easy to install, and you can link up six fixtures together. They're available for $99 per set. We've got two going out to one lucky listener. If you'd like to make that you got to call us with your question. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974, or go to moneypit.com/ask. Well, if you're thinking about updating your kitchen or bathroom but don't have the budget for a full remodel, we've got a great solution. There's a new countertop kit that's out from Deich Coatings called Marble Dream, and it can transform your space in just a single weekend. You know, I actually used it on an old worn laminate countertop recently, and now it looks amazing.
Yeah, you know, one of the coolest things about this kit is that you can create a beautiful swirl effect in the marble, and all you need to do that is a blow dryer. I mean, it uses the heat and the air movement to create this kind of one-of-a-kind flowing marble design in truly no time. So if you have no skills but a hair dryer, this is the project for you.
Exactly, and you can control the look by adding accent colors where you want them. Then use the blow dryer to sort of move and blend the colors across the surface. The heat interacts with the ingredients, and that creates a realistic marble effect that's very unique to your project. And I have to say, Leslie, that was the most fun part of redoing that countertop, is to watch the material move around when it's sort of pushed by the blow dryer. It looks awesome.
Yeah, and it's so great because it looks beautiful, but it's also super durable. It resists stains, heat, even impact, and you can apply it to just about anything, a laminate, concrete, plywood, MDF, stone, you name it, you can put it on it. And it's sealed with a tough polyurethane clear coat, and that's going to keep the surface food safe and looking great.
Yeah, it's really an easy DIY project to do as well. There's even a brand new video that walks you through every step over at DeichCoatings.com. You don't need any special skills or artistic ability, and the whole project takes just 2 days from start to finish.
All right, you got to love that. And I also love how Peter Deich himself walks us through every step in his videos. He shows you how simple this product is to use and how fun it is to watch the transformation take place to make a gorgeous swirling marble top. Now, the Marble Dream Kit, you're going to get coverage for about 40 square feet. So that's kind of good for a run of countertop. And it costs $169. It comes in two colors, pristine white and Cosmos black. And it includes everything you need for the project.
Yep, except for the blow dryer. You're on your own with that.
I'm sure you've got one.
Yeah, I got one.
All right, well, you can get the Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit with free shipping at DeichCoatings.com. And it's also available at Lowe's and Home Depot. Thanks so much for joining us on this autumn weekend here at the Money Pit. Well, as the weather cools down, you may be thinking about the projects that need to be done before that winter chill sets in. We are going to share tips on weekend projects that make the most of fall temps next in the Money Pit.
You live in a Money Pit.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device. It's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-721-1047. 800-721-1047. 800-721-1047. That's 800-721-1047.
Verizon Forward keeps eligible consumers of low-income households connected by giving them access to fast, reliable speeds of Verizon Home Internet at an affordable price, as low as $20 a month. New or existing qualifying customers can enroll following these three steps. Pick your plan, check your eligibility, and start saving. Some restrictions apply. See if you qualify to save with Verizon Forward at Verizon.com/Verizon Forward.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.